Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, nice job by the Phils. Impressive win yesterday. Quality win. Well-played baseball. I mean, there were some miscues, but for the most part, a game where they pitched and they hit.
And, Lizardo!
Yeah, credit to Lizardo,
looked
credit to Boom.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, you know, it's two in a row. It's not pom-pom's time yet, but...
But he fixed what ailed him.
Listen,
and he's
clearly
no longer tipping.
Clearly. So that was a good, real good step yesterday. We'll get into it and take your reaction, 215-592-9494. Obviously, want to hear from you in particular if you were with us at the game yesterday. Saw so many of our listeners, and it was very gratifying and fun to hang with so many of you. Also, the Eagles, the offseason, obviously, you know, they're now in that phase where they start looking toward training camp in 6 weeks. We're going to look back to the season that was and the reaction to the Super Bowl, primarily through the lens of the nation and how we sense they reacted to our squad winning a Super Bowl, which, frankly, I thought the Eagles got underchanged in that process. So we'll talk about it all with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich!
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It was a fun day.
It really was. Yeah.
The TV face of the Marlboro man.
Marlboro man, yeah, sure.
They never smoked. He was not a smoker himself.
But he died of lung cancer.
He was never a smoker. Okay. He was hired for the job after being seen in a photo with his friend, John Wayne.
Oh, how about that?
And hired on the spot. Hey, you look rugged. You want to, you know, yeah, pretend like you're smoking?
Be on the billboards.
Be the Marlboro man?
I remember that, man. I mean, not when he was hired, but I remember that. Those billboards were around
for a long time.
I don't think I've seen it in a long time.
Well, they can't anymore. They're not allowed, right?
Why not? They still advertise. You know, smoking's still advertised.
No, not like that, dude. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I don't think you can have a mask.
I know they can't do Camel Joe anymore. Really? Like all that stuff's not allowed anymore. Yeah, they changed the laws.
That's odd, but fair enough.
The original Marlboro man who did not smoke was so principled that he eventually quit being the Marlboro man, even though he didn't smoke.
Look at him.
Because his kids would ask him, hey, why do you represent this company that you don't really use their product?
How about that?
So he hung up his fake Stetson after 12 years of being the Marlboro
man. That's pretty good. All right, look, that's a great fact. So let's get to it today, guys. Obviously, Phil's you know, bring it to the table. Again, it was really great being with so many of you yesterday at the game and seeing Luzardo pitch the way he did and Boehm hit the way he did. So hopefully they can keep this going. Now, look, the Mets won. They're still five games back, but the Phillies gained a little bit of wild card space. So quality day for the Phillies. Quality day, and we enjoyed being a part of it. You can join us today.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And we'll we'll detail all the stuff with all the listeners. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles here, right out of the gate. So it's been 4 months since the Super Bowl. And it's been like, I don't know, eight and a half, nine months since the Eagles season started. I don't think I have to remind you what happened. They had a dominant regular season, had some contention in there, you know, started kind of odd. But once they got on a roll, they got on a big roll. And they absolutely, in a way that is rare in modern football, decimated two teams at the end. They absolutely destroyed Washington in the NFC Championship game and obviously Kansas City in the Super Bowl. And Saquon Barkley and Ross Tucker, both in recent weeks, have talked about what's up with the Eagles not getting more acclaim. Now, I want to drill down today on this concept. Do you agree with Saquon and Ross, and by the way, if you do, and with me, because I agree with them, that the 2024 Eagles, simply on a national level, have not gotten proper respect and acclaim for the unbelievable accomplishment of how they did it. It wasn't just that they won the Super Bowl. It was how they did it. It was how dominant they were. Listen to Saquon Barkley a couple weeks ago. He was on with that podcast with Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship. Listen to what Saquon said.
I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're a top five team of all time. And I tell my boys this all the time. Like, if you really look at the season outside of the first four games, like, it was belt to ass. How dominant you guys were on defense and how dominant you were on offense and special team. Yeah. People don't realize how great of a team that actually was.
All right, so, John, do you agree with Saquon that the Eagles got shortchanged in the process of, you know, post-Super Bowl national discussion? And it's so, and it goes for everyone. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with him? And why do you think the Eagles got shortchanged? John, your thoughts.
Yeah, I do. I do agree with him. When you go back, well, it's easy to forget. Go back to the box score. Yep. Man, the first three quarters of that game, they had six. We had what?
40.
14. No, hold on. I'm talking about after three quarters. We had 14-24. Yeah, we were way up there. 17-24, 34-6 after three quarters. Feels more like the finals, more like the result, more than the 40-22 final score.
Yeah, 40-6 is how the game felt.
34-6 feels more accurate. It was such a drubbing, such a complete thumping. And that was, let's go back to the 55-23 NFC Championship game against where we beat the Commies as well. Dominant finish, like the 85 Bears hung on the Patriots. What were they, 46-10, I think?
46-10, yeah.
That it felt similar. And I didn't feel like in the follow-up it was celebrated in the same way. We should be respected. I believe we are respected. I just hope it's respected like the 85 Bears respected.
Yeah, and it's not.
When I look at the big when you look at the big picture, like, okay, this upcoming year for the Super Bowl odds and things like that, we're in a cluster for the second best odds for the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Super Bowl behind just the Bills. That feels like respect.
No, you're conflating issues here. Here's the bottom line, guys.
No, my point is they're giving us the respect of, hey, that's the team that won it last year, so we're going to doff our caps to them. Yeah, that's what teams do every year. It doesn't feel real enough for the display, the butt-whooping, the thumping that they put out there at the end of last season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really fascinated and curious to hear what everyone listening right now, what you think. Do you agree with the contention Eagles were shortchanged, and if so, why? Now, let me just frame it this way. So, all these, like, ESPN shows and NFL Network shows, I watch some. I mean, most I don't. Some are nauseating, frankly. But I, you know, like anybody, I consume a lot of stuff, and a lot of it also comes to me on social media. You know, even if I don't see something live, you see these clips on social media. So you get enough over time to get a feel of what's being said out there. And I'm telling you, over the last 4 months, I haven't seen anybody on a national level have a conversation about, are the Eagles amongst the best teams in football history or modern football history? Like, zero. How many times have I seen it? Zero. Now, look, the best that I've seen, I mean, I'll tell you some of the best. Obviously, the 85 Bears, John referenced it. I didn't see the 70 Steelers. We know they were incredibly dominant. They won 4 in a row. They had, like, 37 Hall of Famers. We know there was the 72 Dolphins. They were undefeated. We know there were teams in more modern times, like the Cowboys under Jimmy Johnson, the 49ers, both the
Ravens team. That
yeah,
had
they didn't have an offense. They didn't have,
there was no offense to speak of. I'm telling
Broncos
you, I thought my team was better
Broncos
than that
were
team.
Good, but Montana and Rice's 49ers with Lott, the Steve Young team that destroyed the Chargers in the Super Bowl. I mean, there have been some hellacious teams. By the way, I think Seattle was probably the best team in the last, you know, 15, 20 years until the Eagles. That Seattle group that had a number one ranked defense. See, here's the thing, guys. Eagles had a number one ranked defense. They had an offense with all sorts of players. They had a 10-game winning streak. They had a 10-game winning streak. They destroyed teams in the playoffs. They destroyed the last two. And the other and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's Chiefs couldn't get the ball past the 50-yard line until deep in the third quarter.
23 first-half yards.
Yeah. And, like, somehow all these shows – now, let me give you my reasons, at least as I see it. Now, I'm curious how you size it up. Your thoughts, 215-592-9494. Here are my reasons of why, as I perceive it. I'm gonna lump two together in one. Some of it's going to come back on me in an ironic way, but I'll say it. I think on a national level, there is a lack of belief or respect for both Hurts and Sirianni. That combination. that combination is not viewed as the heft, you know, obviously, of like Mahomes and Reed. It's just not. Just not. Okay, that's number one, putting them together. Number two, these are my theories. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Number two, I think there is some, on a national level, where people don't want to just push the Chiefs aside because of their accomplishments in recent years. Like, they had one, two in a row. And I think sometimes people are like, you know what, I don't want to crown this other squad as greater because the Chiefs have won more, which is true. And it reminds me, like, when the Sixers in 83 popped in, I'll use the word popped in, beat the Lakers. Lakers won in 80. Lakers won in 82. Lakers, by the way, came back and won 85. Celtics are in there. And I think sometimes, like, when a team just pops in, even if it's the best in that group, they don't quite get the credit because you got, like, another squad or two. And the Chiefs have one more. I think that is a factor. I think the Eagles' defense was disrespected because it was misunderstood because the Eagles' best defensive players are all young, or if they weren't so young like Zach Bond, not known. Like, the four Eagles' best defenders, Jalen Carter, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Zach Bond, I mean, until the Super Bowl,
no one saw them coming.
Most people in America have no clue who they are. So it's not like you have year-to-year excellence that it's understood. So I really think the defense was not... I don't think that people, the nation, understood how good the defense was. I also think the Super Bowl final score twisted this conversation around. I mean, think of it this way. If 40-6 had been allowed to continue, first off, it could have just stood 40-6. Okay? Eagles could have kept their starters in. Maybe it stays 40-6. Who knows, right? But what if the Eagles kept the starters in and kept going? I mean, would it have been 54-6?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was 55.
Right. I mean, that's a different score. 54-6 is a different score than 40-22.
Feels way different.
And I think the reaction would have been very different. And I'm gonna give you one more why, in my opinion. And I'm really fascinated where you come down on this today. I think it is some anti-Philly sentiment. I think it is some, you know what, just not a big fan of that town and their fans and their teams. And so I'm just not going to give it to them. They're my theories. You tell me where you stand on this whole thing. 215-592-9494. Because I do think they were shortchanged. Do you agree? And if so, why? Well, a lot of good vibrations and a lot of good feelings. Warm tidings related to that Eagles season. But it's like the nation just doesn't want to give it to the Eagles.
Also, RIP Brian Wilson. I'm guessing you didn't see.
Oh, did he really?
Brian Wilson passed away yesterday. The Beach Boys, yep.
Wow.
Yeah. The guy who did all the writing.
All of it, yeah. He was the Beach Boys, yes. Yep.
Give us a lot of Beach Boys.
I'm going to. Chance. That was my plan. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
The guy was just an incredible talent.
Yeah.
Just beyond.
He was
incredible
great.
Talent.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's true. So I was at the game, then I was working out, getting ready for frickin' Fritz.
Proud of you.
That loser.
You saw Anthony in Jersey yesterday. Your like spirit animal. That was great.
Who was wearing a jersey?
No, I said you saw Anthony in Jersey. You're like your coach, your life coach. I love it.
Love Anthony. What
I
a dude.
That was really cool.
He was awesome.
He's awesome.
Yeah, great guy.
Awesome.
I was troubled yesterday by how much belief that I sensed in Joe.
Well, he's a wise guy. I mean, he's got a lot of wisdom.
Was everyone just acting like that? Was everyone pretending for Joe's benefit? But it felt like you had overwhelmingly strong support within our group.
Well, listen, they're long-time
listeners.
Did they
know Jack? Have they met Jack? Have they seen Jack?
Well, probably.
And compared the age of the two of you or the fact that, you know, like when you talk about one of the events is tennis.
Right.
And Jack actually played tennis.
Yeah,
it was one of his sports that he played in high school.
But you know what was
for 4 years?
A prevalent topic amongst, you know, the callers that were there with us yesterday.
Everyone was thinking that you were going to win.
Three words.
We had people saying upset to camera. We had people saying 3-2 upset. What's wrong with that?
They recognize, as I do, his lack of heart.
Did they? Well, you're trying to pin it on, quote, lack of heart.
But it's there.
How much heart do you really need to compete against you?
Well, I guess we'll find out. I mean, that's a reasonable question.
It's really the crux of your whole thing here. It's the crux of your whole
thing.
Two
things. No, that's not the...
Oh, and you're a better athlete.
Natural skill.
Yeah, of course.
Natural skill.
From when you were 8.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. All right, Eagles, why do you think they were do you agree that they were shortchanged nationally? Why do you think they were shortchanged? Hit us up, 215-592-9494. Tom calling us from down south, kicking us off. What's going on, Tom?
Yo, Joe, how you doing?
Yo, man? Tom.
Hey, I wish I could have been there for that yesterday.
It was fun, Tom. Wish you were there. It was a really good time.
Man. Hey, you know, the final score still burns my ass at 40-22 for the record. But, you know, I think...
Not impressive enough for your
Well, certainly for the nation, you know?
It should have looked bigger, badder, tougher because we were the biggest, baddest, toughest team it wasn't even close. And I wish it did accurately depict that.
Yeah, better. It ticks me off too, Tom. Go ahead, man. What are you thinking?
Well, I think it's a disrespect for both Hurts, but even more so Sirianni, because they don't see that they're buying into this guy. And I wouldn't have believed it, but whatever he's doing, he needs to keep doing. And then you said about the Chiefs, they don't want to shun the Chiefs away. Well, that's even more so. I could come back and say that should even more so give it for the Eagles that stopped a team that got to the Super Bowl 3 straight years in a row, which is pretty damn hard to do, by the way. And they didn't win the third one, but they stopped a repeat. Would have been the first time. Repeat, that would have been the first time that ever happened. The Eagles had a lot of pressure on them, man. And it's just, it goes back to the Philadelphia sentiment. Joe, they just don't like us, brother.
Well, I do think that is a very central theme here. I do. James, do you agree with that? It just feels like it's a Philly disrespect.
100%.
Right?
Yes. Yes. People have to, like, there's like an extra barrier that people have to get through to give Philadelphia credit because they are so averse to it.
I agree.
There's only one thing to do, Joe. Just take it and use it as fuel.
Well, that's true.
Hey, they don't even want to give us the
major league style. Can we like peel off of national media? Like each is a face of a national media person.
And just hey, we'll go win two in a row, but let's go win the next one first.
Sure. No, Tom, excellent phone call, and I agree with you. And I think the anti-Philly thing's a big part of it. By the way, when you call in today, your chance to win a $100 gift card from Wild Fork Foods. Give the gift of flavor this Father's Day. Obviously, Father's Day is coming up. Visit one of Wild Fork Foods' greater Philadelphia retail locations today. You can pick up Wild Fork gift cards for Dad. Of course, dads can shop online or in stores. So can you for same-day shipping to his door. Visit wildforkfoods.com. That's wildforkfoods.com. All right, so the great John Wayne. Tough guy, John Wayne. Played a lot of fictional characters. Passed away on this day back in 1979, so 46 years since John Wayne was alive. In honor of John Wayne and the many fictional tough guys that he played, we ask you today at 215-592-9494, who is the ultimate fictional tough guy or gal? Can't be creature guy. Can't be. We need it. We need a human in a movie or a show. It's really freaking tough. Like, who's the toughest? Best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win the Wild Fork $100 gift cards. John Ritchie, what are you thinking?
I think Han Solo was tough.
Bad answer.
Yeah, not great.
It's a horrible answer.
No, it's not. He was carbon frozen, and he just took it, man.
He didn't have any other choice. It. What was he supposed to do? Yeah. Not take it?
He took it, and then afterwards didn't complain a whole heck of a lot. I don't know. Seemed tougher. Yes, it's tough to be a smuggler, an intergalactic smuggler. Just living that life, you have to be tough from the get-go.
I'm shocked you didn't say Darth Vader, by the way, but that's a whole nother thing. Seltzer, tough.
I'm trying to decide if I should take a haymaker or not. What do you think? Yes or no? I have two answers.
There's
one
so many big ones available. I think you should.
Okay, I think this guy takes a beating more than any character I know. Takes a beating more than any character I've ever seen.
I know
seen,
where you're going.
And just keeps coming. Where am I going?
John Wick.
I'm going with John Wick.
Wow.
Ultimate tough guy.
So
unbelievable
cool.
Tough guy.
I wanted to leave that. I was hoping.
That's why I asked. That's why I asked.
Okay. Look, it sets the tone. Certainly better than Han Solo.
John Wick is so cool, and I don't think you appreciate.
You should
John
watch those.
Wick.
They're really entertaining.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
Terminator 1 count, right? I mean, it's machine guy.
No, he's a machine. Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, he's a machine.
Hold on. He's part machine. He is.
No, that's RoboCop.
That's RoboCop. Yeah, Terminator's all machine.
Terminator's all machine.
Yeah, remember,
no,
he's like
not.
The exoskeleton.
He's got the cybernetic. I mean, he's got
Yeah, but it's machine.
A human.
But it's machine.
Underneath. He's got the organism. He's got the human organism.
No, I think
living.
He's got human on the outside. He's machine on the inside. He's got skin, but it's skin that's not like normal skin. It was like it was generated by the smart people who could AI figure it out. Not quite AI. Rhea, tough guy or gal? What do you got?
John McClane from Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love him.
Went through a lot. Had to walk on some broken glass in the bare feet.
Hey, John, come out to L.A.
Yeah.
We'll have a few drinks, have a few laughs.
Look, big answers, guys. Come on. Big answers for tough guy. Or girl. Well, great job by the Phillies yesterday. And, of course, the blast being there with so many of our listeners. So that's on the table. So, too, is the Eagles thing. It's a hard one to talk over. There you go.
I'll tell you, until like 5 years ago, I thought they said Babaran.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people did. I
mean, my whole life. And then
it doesn't
like, oh,
exactly
Barbara
sound
Ann.
Like
okay.
Barbara.
No, it doesn't.
Know? Barbara's not quite in there. All right. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you think the national media has given the 2024 Eagles enough credit for potentially being one of the best NFL teams of all time? Yes or no? Have the Eagles gotten the acclaim nationally that they deserve? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. I'll tell you one team that's certainly not going to get historical acclaim if they win a championship, but they might win a championship, John, is the Indiana Pacers. Are they really?
That's amazing.
Guys, are the Indiana Pacers really about to win the NBA championship?
Bench crushed it last night, like, including T.J. McConnell.
What is going on?
Good for T.J.
Next thing you know, the Houston Texans are going to win the NFL Super Bowl. Like, the Indiana freaking Pacers? Are you kidding me?
I just wanted a series, and it looks like we got one.
Oh, we definitely got a series. I am really, really surprised. I mean, more than anything, that the Pacers are... They're two games away from winning the championship.
T.J. McConnell's 33.
Well, I remember when we felt, because I was there, and I think we as a group were there, like it was time to move on after the Toronto series. He felt a little overmatched in that series. I think it was that series. I'm almost positive. And I remember it was like, all right, let's move on from T.J. And they did. And, man, was that a mistake. Because think of who the backup point guard. Who had been the backup point guard since then? I mean, they had... Who's that guy and that other guy?
Yeah, the guy and the guy.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of the one. Who's the scrappy guy? Beverly?
Oh, yeah.
He was here for a minute. He was 2 years ago for about a half a season.
Yeah.
Who else have they had backup point guard guy? Because they've stunk, whoever they are. They're either too young and not good, too old and not good, or middle-aged and not good.
Oh, the guy who shoots weird.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
That guy.
The old Suns player.
Campaign.
Campaign.
Oh, God.
I mean, really.
Lowry?
Who?
Lowry.
Oh, Lowry, yeah. Yeah, sure. Love him, but I mean, as old as... Can't be older in the NBA than this. I mean, I love Kyle Lowry, but my God.
And he's like our age almost, Kyle
Lowry. All right, so the Pacers might actually get it done. By the way, Life Advice with the Hammer coming up at 9:15 today. You can certainly let us know what you need some help with, and I'll try to give you some good advice. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with our show in addition to the regular phone lines. All right, let's go to the phones. We're looking for who is an ultimate tough guy or tough gal from fiction. But more than anything, and also Philly's conversation, but more than anything, do you agree with the sentiment that the Eagles were shortchanged when it comes to acclaim after that season, not just that Super Bowl, that season? Remember, they had a 10-game winning streak in there, guys, and a number one ranked defense. And then also, why do you think it has happened? Let's go to Steve in Cherry Hill. We were hanging out with him yesterday. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. Morning. It was a pleasure meeting everyone yesterday.
It was great,
time,
man.
Beautiful day, but it was a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you know, I don't think that got shortchanged only because the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, our division stunk, except for Washington last year. So I'm guessing they're going about, you know, years past that our division wasn't that good. I'm just going on that. But I don't know your thoughts on that. End of it.
Well, but I mean, I'll give you, yeah, although Washington was totally legit, but yeah, the other two teams weren't, but most divisions have one team that stinks, and many have two. You know, I mean, think of it this way. When you play 17 games and you play two teams in your division that stinks, that only represents 4 games. You still have 13 other games. I mean, that's right. More than enough to get to size up, you know, what does this team have versus the other teams? And then, by the way, so it's those 13 games. Then it's 4 other games in the postseason, one of which was against Washington. We'll discount that. So you had, let's not discount it. You had 17 games against teams other than the Cowboys and Giants. If the nation can't wrap their head around the greatness of the Eagles based on 17 games against non-Giants and Cowboys, then they're just then it's dumb. They're dumb people.
Right. So. On the other note, who are the Phillies going to trade for a center fielder? Is it going to be Bohm still now that he's hitting the ball, or Castellano, or Stott? I got one of them three being traded.
Man, I don't know, Steve. You know,
we need it.
I tend to think it'll be none of them. I tend to think it will be a minor leaguer.
I think it's going to be a shakeup. One of them guys, they're getting to be, beside yesterday, they're just a boring team to me. So I think they got to shake it up a little bit. Now's the time.
Well, I hope they do. I really hope
they
do. Yeah.
I hope to get rid of one of them guys. But anyway, my answer would be Rambo.
Oh, Rambo's a good answer.
Good answer. Excellent.
Yeah, super strong out of the gate, Steve. Appreciate that phone call, man. Really good answer. Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Doing well, Gary.
Hey, listen, the Eagle thing, you know, for all the years, yeah, you guys never won a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. 2017 comes, we win one. Oh, you guys caught lightning in the bottle. You barely beat Brady, who shelled out his best performance in a Super Bowl. So we got one there. We get another one, 2024. We destroy the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. We destroyed the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and we still get disrespected. You know, I was telling James, all we got to do now is kick everybody's ass and win another one. You know?
Yeah, I do know. But but Gary, here's what's annoying about it. It's going to be hard for the Eagles, not impossible, but it's going to be hard for the Eagles to be more dominant than they were. You know, I mean, that was, like, I don't know one person, and we all have love in our heart for the 2017 Eagles, love and appreciation. I don't know one person that thinks it was a better team than this one that just happened. You know, number one ranked. Do I think Jalen could play better? I do. Not so much in the Super Bowl, but look, for the season, yeah, I do. But I don't think Saquon can play better. I really don't. Offensive line, I think, was number one. AJ and Devontae do what they do. The defense was number one in football. Like, I don't know much of a reasonable path for how they can be better. I really don't.
It's almost embarrassing. Like, when you run through the list, that is an embarrassment of riches, both sides of the football. Just
right.
It feels unfair almost, but I'll take it.
I mean, theoretically, Gary, you could have a new crop of rookies, not only this year, but over the next couple of years, that is similar to what just happened with the rookies, and so you have more of that. I'm not saying it's impossible, because look, you can make it. Look, the 84 49ers went 15-1. And people thought that was the best Niners team. And then you had the team in 89 that beat the Broncos. Like, I don't know what that score was, but that was nuts. Then you had the team.
It was like 55-10.
55-10, yes.
I won a block
on correct.
That one and won a lot
correct.
Of money.
Then you had the Niners team in 94 with Steve Young that set the NFL record in the Super Bowl with 6 touchdown passes. So it's like, well, maybe that's the best one. So, I mean, it is possible to keep it going. But, you know, that's not easy, man. There's a reason.
That 49ers team had those dumb numbers. Remember the.
I don't.
That 49ers
team. With the three-dimensional.
The shadow
94
numbers.
Did. I know.
Where the regular number, but then a black outline behind it.
Loved
and it was just so weird looking.
I thought they were the best uniforms I'd ever seen.
Oh, no way.
When Deion got in that uniform.
They tried to make the 3D looking numbers, and you thought that was cool?
I thought that was amazing. That and the Charlotte Hornets with the teal.
Oh, God. Everybody loved those.
Sign me up for that.
No.
The starter jacket. That was the go to.
Oh, everybody had them.
Get me an Alonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson, teal Charlotte Hornets.
That was a great team. I mean, you want to talk NBA Jams glory.
Yes.
But,
and then they didn't get along, and then that was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, give me an answer, my man. Fictional tough guy. Who do you got?
Well, we're going to go with the bare knuckle champion, and that's Philo Beto.
You got it, pal. Gary, appreciate the phone call. All right, let's get to the Phils from yesterday. So, couple things obviously stood out, one of which is right out of the gate, boom, 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 3 runs. So credit to a bunch of guys getting all bit. By the way, notable, Trey Turner leading off against a right-handed pitcher.
Yep.
So it happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens.
We thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So score one for the Hammer 2 days ago. He said, what's going to be the first...
Well, we agreed with you. You just got to talk first.
You know what?
You got to go first. That would have been all of our answers.
I don't know about that. Score one for the Hammer. Early victory for tomorrow.
Hammer!
Just saying. No, it is notable Rob Thompson did it, and I think it was the right move. Look, the concept, I had no problem with the concept of a righty against a lefty against a righty. I had no problem with Bryson Stott up there. I think it's sound thinking, as long as the player plays well enough to justify getting the most at-bats on a team, which he did not, and did not over the stretch of about a month and a half. You know, I mean, he started out initially decent, but it's been pretty lame lately. So, but notable that yesterday it happened. Baton has been passed. Trey Turner is now the leadoff hitter, not a, the leadoff hitter in the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll see how long it lasts. Let's hope it's a whole season, because if it is, that's a sign that it needed to change again. So we'll see. You know, and Schwarber's going to have to totally settle middle of the lineup, and like, that's it. That's the plan. Could be altered, but that's the plan as of now.
How hard and fast do you think this is set?
At least a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's Trey Turner's job.
It feels like it should be
his job.
Pretty dyed in the wool right now. You know, if that's the terminology.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long. How long does it hold out?
Rob
if
Thompson
starts to do awful Trey things.
Well,
where Trey, we know Trey can plummet.
Yeah,
Trey has not been plummeting.
No, he's been playing well. So anyway, that's notable. So they get all those runs in the first, you know, RBI ground out by Bohm, Kepler hit, JT hit, boom. You got a 3-0 lead. All right, let's go a little deeper in the game. It was good to see Kyle Schwarber, after struggling for a stretch, go yard.
Here's a swing and a drive way back to right, and that will end the drop for Kyle Schwarber as he hits one off the facing of the second deck. It falls into the lower seats, and Schwarber with his 21st of the year. And that's the Kyle Schwarber we know, especially in the month of June. It's 4-0 Phillies.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Just so cool to see that live. You know, the flick, everyone knows by the sound.
And there goes.
That's really awesome. Cool to see.
All right, so Bohm was the offensive star of the day, though. He had three different hits in which he drove in a run or more, including this one in the fourth.
The pitch. Swung on. Line to right. That's a base hit into right center. Kemp will score. Turner's coming home as well. And Alec Bohm does deliver the two-out, two-run single. And the Phillies now lead it 6-1 here over the Cubs.
So at that point, you pretty much know the Phillies are going to win the game, but he tacked on another a couple innings later.
Cabrera's 1-1. Swung on, hit in the air, high in the air to left. It's pretty deep. Happ is back at the track, at the wall, and he's out of room. It's gone. Oh, just a towering fly ball straight away left field, and Alec Bohm with a 4 RBI day as he launches his 6th home run of the season to give the Phillies a 7-1 lead.
So that's all good stuff, but, and I mean this is no disrespect to Bohm, it's all got to take a backseat to what was the story of the day. Let's go back actually a little bit earlier in the game. We're going out of sequence here, but when Jesus Luzardo did this.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out anyways, and that's number 10 on the day for Jesus Luzardo, his 4th double-digit strikeout game of the season.
Let's be real. That's the story of the day.
And they're a great lineup, the Cubs, too.
Oh, they
right?
are. Yeah. They can score.
I mean, if it was as simple as him tipping pitches, great. You correct that. You get right on back to being a guy that has Cy Young stuff, and you just get right back on track, especially with Nola out.
Without skipping a beat.
Especially with Nola out. Because here's the deal, guys. If no Nola or not a good Nola, you need Sanchez and Luzardo and Ranger to, you know. I mean, and by the way, I mean, think about that. I mean, you got three lefties, 2, 3, and 4, whatever order you want to put them, Luzardo, Sanchez, and Ranger. That's pretty amazing, man. So that was a fun game to be at. It was a quality win. You know, I'm not going to say my Phillies heart is settled down. I still got some rough spots in there with all sorts of players I'm, you know, aggravated with these days. But, I mean, Rhea, that was a quality It was a quality win yesterday.
I'd love to look at the record when they score first, because it just seems every time they score first, they have a different attitude.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I mean, I know it's got to be a great record, but it just felt, it was Luzardo,
He was the guy.
I was scared. He was the guy. That it was just going to fall off
the
cliff.
And they were able to win a game comfortably in which they did not use the main relievers. So that's a couple days in a row now. You haven't seen the Stroms and the Kirkreens and all that.
And
so,
everybody got a hit except for Johan.
Yeah, exactly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.